On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal
soul in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home.
Glory, glory.
With the redeemed
of
God.
Never stand.
There'll be no more sorrow.
No more pain. There'll be no more strife.
Yes, raising the likeness
in
of my
likeness.
Savior. Ready to live.
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord. I'll have a new life.
Eternal.
Free. From every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new
life.
Glorified with him forever, death will be lost in victory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Yes,
I'll have a new home.
Glory, glory.
With the redeemed
of God,
never stand. Sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raising the likeness
in
of
his likeness,
ready to live.
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal.
What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal
grace, all bursting saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Oh, yes.
I'll have a new home.
Glory, glory, glory.
With the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow.
No more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raising the likeness
in
of
his likeness,
ready to live.
I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal.
Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be. This is your host, Bruce Kessler. Welcome to the Passion for Christ show. So glad to have you folks this morning. What a day it's going to be. Praise the Lord. Hey, I'm privileged to be a part of the greatest movement ever, a follower of Jesus Christ, because you see in him I find peace, joy, and happiness, and I am blessed beyond measure more than I ever deserve. My goal here is very simple. That is to encourage you along the way to help you find your passion in life in Jesus Christ. Upcoming in our study segment, we're going to be talking about rejoicing. Amen? Rejoicing. But first, several little things along the way. Headline news. Hey, get this. NFL quarterback Drew Brees, of all people, is facing criticism after he partnered with Christian organization Focus on the Family to promote Bring Your Bible to School Day. Yes, folks, of all the things in the world to get upset about, that's the one that's got them all in a tizzy. It's called Bring Your Bible to School Day, and he kind of gave this introductory promotional video. And he says, hey guys, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we live by faith and not by sight. So I want to encourage you to live out your faith on Bring Your Bible to School Day and share God's love with friends. You're not alone. But, as always, folks, some people are unhappy. And that's because he's partnered with Focus on the Family, and they advocate traditional marriage, and you got it. That got some people of the LGBT upset because they say Focus on the Family is anti-gay. There you go, folks. There you go. Drew Brees facing backlash for promoting Bring Your Bible to School Day with a Christian organization called Focus on the Family. You never know, folks. The things you do and the things you say can get you in a world of hurt. Can't please everyone, can we, folks? Woo! Well, listen to this. Nearly half of college students believe the national motto, "In God We Trust," should be removed from the U.S. currency, according to a new survey. 45% believes it needs to be removed completely. But now there's 53% to say it should remain. Isn't that interesting? You know, the Supreme Court earlier this year rejected a challenge to "In God We Trust" on currency, and they upheld the U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, and which they say does not compel citizens to engage in religious observance. The poll found a political divide as well. 67% of self-identified Democrats in college say it should be removed. Only 6% of self-identified Republicans answered that way. Why is this such a shock anyway? You've got a survey with college kids, and you just don't know what you're going to get, folks. You just don't know. 45% of college students want "In God We Trust" removed from currency. I bet you there's a lot of things they want removed in college. Hey, get this. This is a positive, uplifting story. A compassionate 6-year-old from South Carolina has used the money he saved for a trip to Disney World to help feed those caught in Hurricane Dorian. Amen, folks. Amen. The boy's name is Jermaine Bell, and he's due to turn 7 in a few days, and he used his money to purchase hundreds of hot dogs and chips and a bottle of water. And he just stood out there with a little sign and served about 100 people, folks, and he just didn't stop there. Asked them if they wanted to pray, and he would pray with them. Isn't that amazing, folks? 6-year-old uses Disney World birthday trip money to feed Hurricane Dorian evacuees. Makes you really think, folks. What are we withholding from our service to our community when we have the opportunity? Makes you really think, folks. Amen. And that's our headline news for this broadcast. And now, this day in church history. In 1807, Robert Morrison reaches Canton, China. Why is that so crucial? Well, there he translates the Bible into Chinese. What people will do to give people the Word of God, folks. 1823, on this day in church history, Samuel Marsden is shipwrecked while sailing to take the gospel to New Zealand. Dangerous, dangerous always, but yet people still march on to bring salvation to a dying world. And finally, in 1833, on this day, the death of Hannah Moore, Christian playwright, Sunday school leader, and philanthropist. And that's our day in church history. And now we have Name That Bible Character segment, folks. Get your thinking caps on. Here is your first clue. I was the father of John, the writer of the Gospel according to John. Who am I? Here's the clue one more time. I was the father of John. John, the writer of the Gospel according to John. Who am I? We'll reveal the answer following our study segment. So stay tuned, folks, for that exciting and motivating reveal in our concluding segment of Name That Bible Character. And now we have our study for this broadcast. And so, folks, get your cup of coffee, whatever warm drink you may have, get that thing in your hand, sit down on your easy chair, and open up your Bible, and let's study the Word of God. Hey, folks, let me ask you a question. Are you joyful this morning? Are you happy? You know, Paul one time told the Philippians, he says in chapter 4, Philippians 4 and verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen, folks. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Sing it with me. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Amen, folks. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always, he says. But sometimes we just don't feel like it. Is that what he's saying? Is that what this is all about? When you feel like it, rejoice. No, important command. Rejoice, he says, and do it always. Woo, I don't know. There's a lot of things in this life, a lot of curves, a lot of bad things, a lot of things that weigh us down and keep us down. Isn't that what Satan wants to do? Just keep us all down, folks, and puts his foot on our necks and on our heads and just pounds and pounds and pounds just to keep the truth of God's powerful grace and his love for us. Just push that back and just think of all the problems, or just think about self, or think about this, or think about that. Anything other than the Lord. Isn't that what he's saying here? Rejoice in the Lord always. Because that's a reminder of who died for us. That's a reminder of the power of Christ that is in us. That's a reminder of God's Word that is in us. That's a reminder of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that's in us and given us the power to move and to go forward no matter what hits us. Rejoice in the Lord. Because in the Lord, that's where we are reminded of the truth of who Jesus is. And that profoundly affects us and moves us. Right, folks? What about you this morning? Are you just caught up in just misery and pain? Think of the Lord. Think of what he's done. Think of what he's accomplished. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, he says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Amen. Right? The joy of the Lord is your strength. He is our power and strength to go on even when we feel like we can't go on anymore. Even if we feel like the problems of our marriages just are overwhelming. Even if we think life is just beating us and handing us a bad set of cards. It doesn't matter as long as we are reminded and focused on the truth of who Jesus is, because he is our strength. Amen. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, "The Lord your God is with you." Don't ever forget that, friend. He is mighty to save. Not just that he's willing to save, but he's mighty and powerful to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. Amen. He will just hold on to your britches, folks. Get that again. Just get that. Just tie your shoestrings, folks. Just get ready for this. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Amen. And that is what we have every day. And why is this so spectacular? Well, you just turn with me to Romans chapter 5. Notice what we have there in verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace, amen, with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Did you realize you stand and you're living in and you're walking in his light, walking in his grace and having peace with God? And notice he says, and rejoice, amen. What are we rejoicing in? In hope of the glory of God. I mean, if that's not even wonderful enough, the glory and majesty and power and greatness of God, he says in verse 3, not only that, but we also glory, get this, we are empowered to find glory in tribulations. Who wants to go through tribulations? But they have their purpose, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. You want to know one of the purposes of the Holy Spirit that's given to us, folks? It's because it's there because of the love of God. And that essence of that love, the power of that love, the greatness of that love, the reminder of that love is demonstrated in the very gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that brings us joy. That brings us to rejoice. That brings us to the knowledge that all these events have meaning. And God will use them to help mold us and to shape us and to move us forward in life. Amen, glory. Hallelujah, folks. Amen. Psalms 118, verse 29. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Amen, folks. For his mercy endures forever. Romans chapter 8, the last several verses remind us that nothing can separate us from that endless love of God. That mercy that endures forever. The good of God is always there. And finally, folks, I want to just read Psalms 100 as it kind of helps us come back around full circle to this idea of rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Psalms 100 says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to God and praise his name. For the Lord is good. Amen. And his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen, folks. And that's a cause to rejoice in knowing that God is always faithful in his love for us. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah, folks. And that's our study for this broadcast. And now we have Name That Bible Character segment. Here was your clue. I was the father of John, the writer of the Gospel according to John. Who am I? The answer is Zebedee. Matthew 4, verse 21. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. I was the father of John, the writer of the gospel according to John. Who am I? Zebedee. And name that Bible character. Hey, folks. You too can become a follower of Jesus Christ by accepting Him as your Lord and Savior, being baptized for the remission of sins, giving your life over to Him, and you can enjoy His peace, love. You can enjoy the fact that He died for your sins and now He's given you a new life. And now you can go on without guilt. That's who you find in Jesus Christ. If you ever come through Norman, Oklahoma, I pray that you will stop by and visit with our congregation here in South Canadian Valley Church of Christ. But if you can't, well, stop by our website, normanchurch.com, normanchurch.com, normanchurch.com. Well, friend, I wanted to just tell you this. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. May God bless you.
I am so happy now. You may be asking how. Nothing would keep me down because my heart is safe and sound. Oh, how my Lord was true.
Oh, my Lord was true.
Even when life seemed dark and blue.
No one could take from
no
me
the gift
that set me free.
Jesus has
given me His grace.
Wonderful grace, you see.
Jesus died for me.
So I sing this song because I'm looking to eternity. Once I was lost in sin, no one would take me in. I was beyond repair, and oh, my life was in despair. Oh, how my Lord was true.
Oh, my Lord was true.
Even when
life seemed dark and blue.
No one could take from me.
No one takes from me.
The gift that set me free.
Jesus has
given me His grace.
Wonderful grace, you see.
Jesus died for
so
me.
So I sing this
song because I'm looking to eternity.
Jesus has
given me His grace.
Wonderful grace, you see.
Jesus died for
so
me.
So I sing this song because I'm looking to eternity.
I am so happy now.
So
you may be asking how. Nothing will keep me down because my heart is safe and sound.
Oh, how my Lord is true.
Oh, my Lord is true.
Even when
life seemed dark and blue.
No one can take from me.
No one takes from me.
Gift that set me free.